Today, I want to talk about something that I feel like I've never heard anybody talk about, and that is homesteading regrets. And I think it's because, first of all, we all say, oh, you know, no regrets. We're not going to live with regrets. I have some, and I think that other people might too. So I hope that you'll find this interesting and know that, of course, I think that it's really important to learn from our mistakes, even if we do regret them a little. So no matter what you're doing right now, push forward, go forth anyway, even if you might decide that that thing is going to be a regret later on. You never know.
Welcome to the Homestead Challenge podcast, where we will finally figure out how to make homesteading work in this modern world. I'm your host, Brittany, kind of crunchy mom and fellow modern homesteader. I've walked the path you're on, navigating burnout, overwhelm, information overload, serious lack of time, and uncertainty of where to even start. But I've also discovered a way to integrate homesteading into my modern busy life. If you're itching to kick off your homesteading journey on your terms, you're in the right spot. In each episode of this podcast, I'll be dishing out quick and straightforward homesteading tips, sharing home management systems, and providing modern solutions that fit seamlessly into your suburban lifestyle. Ready to turn your homesteading goals into a reality? Join me, and together we'll navigate the world of homesteading in a way that suits our lives. So grab that sourdough starter from the back of your fridge, girl. It's time to rise.
So if you follow along on Instagram, you may know that this week we decided, not we, I did. It was totally out on a whim. There was no planning involved in this decision, but we have decided, I have decided that we are getting rid of our microwave. And it's something that has been on my mind for years. And it's not that big of a deal to me. We don't use it a ton. I reheat most of our food in the oven anyways, but there are a few specific things that we use it for that are very convenient. And I did not plan for this change in advance. And because of that, I had some crying children last night. That sounds really extreme. Okay, so my kids still drink milk, and I do still warm it up. And yes, you can come at me all you want for microwaving raw milk, because that is absolutely not the thing that you should be doing. But that's the thing that I was doing. And you also don't have to come at me and tell me how bad a microwave is. This is so funny, you guys. I was on Instagram talking about getting rid of a microwave, and then I get messages and comments from people talking about how bad microwaves are and that I should get rid of my microwave. Yes. Yes, I should. I know. And also, if you decide that that's not something that you want to get rid of, I also think that's okay. You know, I'm so all about that balanced life here. Like, seriously. So we did not get rid of this microwave altogether. It is in the basement. And until I find a better solution for heating our milk up to the adequate temperature, or my goal is to slowly just heat it less every day for a while, and then eventually they will hopefully just drink the cold milk. I got one kid that's cool with it, one kid that is not cool with it. I also still have a lot of food on hand that does have to be microwaved, like microwave popcorn. And yes, I also know that's terrible. You don't need to tell me. I got it. But if you do still want to microwave, by the way, your popcorn, one of my favorite things that we've done in the past, I just don't have it right now, is if you have regular popcorn kernels, you can actually put, I think it's like a tablespoon of oil in a stasher bag, a silicone stasher bag, and put like, I think it was a quarter cup of popcorn kernels in there with it and microwave that for 2 minutes. And then there's your popcorn. It was delicious, and I was doing that for quite some time, but we ran out, so I bought a box of popcorn. Sorry about it. Anyway, so because I did not plan in advance, I regretted this decision. It is still in my basement, so we are using it, and I'm very happy. The thing that pushed me over the edge, honest to goodness, was not how bad a microwave may or may not be for you, but it was the fact that I just really wanted counter space again. And I have extra counter space now. It's fantastic. Very happy about it. But that's really not the only regret that I've ever made. If you've listened to one of my past episodes, I'll link it below in the show notes. But I talk about expensive kitchen products that I regret buying. And I think that that's a really common one probably in the homesteading world. I think that some people like me see all of these big fancy things and we want it all. Hello, grain mill, I'm looking at you. And then maybe we just don't use them or don't use them as much as we had hoped. I don't even use my dehydrator that much, but I got mine on Facebook Marketplace for $10. So like not a huge regret there, but still. I've seen people regret buying a freeze dryer, and that's a huge investment. So there are a lot of things that we can regret when it comes to buying expensive things. So no matter what your decision is that we're talking about here, I think that the most important thing here is planning in advance. So if you're going to get rid of your microwave, probably make a plan for the things that you were still microwaving and wean off slowly. If you are talking about regretting expensive things, see if you can do it another way first. So there are cheaper grain mills. I think there's like some hand ones. Some of the hand ones are more expensive than the electric ones, which is confusing to me. But you know, in my case, hey, maybe bake more bread before you buy a grain mill. And then you would know that you actually needed it. Because for me, I don't even bake that much bread. I don't use that much flour. So make these decisions with a plan. So maybe first start making a lot of bread and then decide to buy the grain mill. This should be so obvious. I don't know why this wasn't obvious to me. Other things that I'm like, I don't know how I'm feeling about this, guys. You might think that I'm nuts on this one. I talk all the time, and I've had several episodes about it, how I don't love essential oils. And I still don't. And I don't plan on buying anymore. But this is so silly. I had a ton because I did at one point buy a lot of them. But because I no longer wanted to believe in using them mainly for environmental reasons and because they're very, very strong, I just wasn't using them at all, which is really silly because it's a huge waste to have this resource that was, you know, made in my basement. It was just chilling. And I can't even believe it. We are sick again. If you hear it in my throat, I don't know. We have a sneeze, cold, cough thing going on. Much more mild than the last time I was sick, thank goodness. But we are sick again, and so I decided to put some essential oils into the diffuser. Now, of course, I do not believe in ingesting essential oils, so I will not. But I have them, so like I can use them in cleaners and when we're sick. So a little regret there for always being on a high horse about them and then realizing that I probably should use some of the things that I have. And there are some serious things on homesteading that I think people have regrets about. I don't have personal experience with it, but I've seen stories of people jumping the gun on maybe getting livestock too soon before really having the infrastructure in place. But of course, with all of this, I really truly believe that the best way to homestead is to just do it, jumping in with both feet in a lot of things, whether it's learning to cook, learning to bake, learning to garden, all of these things. Sometimes you just got to do it and you got to learn from your own mistakes. And that's really the best way to learn. It's so much more valuable than, I hate to say it, but reading a blog post. Or you may hear my kids screaming in the background. They're having bath time with dad right now. Dad's home. If you follow along, you may be a little bit aware that my husband was gone for quite some time. He's military, but he is back now, and I'm very happy. So, side note there. But they're screaming in the bath right now, having all fun. Anyway, and then, you know, there might be little regrets too, like seeing all of the cool things that people are planting and wanting to plant them in your yard too, even though you totally know that they're probably not suitable for your climate where you live. I think I've been guilty of some of that before. So, you know, we all have these little regrets, and I think that the hardest part of them is that they kind of weigh on you emotionally, whether that's because you feel really bad for the money that you spent on the thing, whether you feel bad for the resources you used for the thing, the time that you have spent doing whatever it is, and maybe not being with your family or whatever. But I think for me, the biggest one, which is embarrassing to admit, is that it can be embarrassing, especially because my life is a lot online. And then I say something and then I regret it later. And it is embarrassing to admit that you were wrong about something or that you changed your mind about something. But guess what? We are all humans. And maybe we're going to change our mind about things. There are some old blog posts that I honestly go through and edit my blog posts all the time, even from just a few years ago, because I learned something new. So I want to add in a new fact. Or maybe I learned that there's a better way to do something, and then I edit it and make it better. And that's really the only thing that we can do is maybe you're not sharing all of your experiences with people online, but all we can do is edit ourselves and make it better. You know, yes, it's embarrassing, but at the same time, people just have to get over it. If I posted that we are still probably keeping our microwave in the basement for the foreseeable future, then I think that I would probably get some hate, which there's already a lot of hate on that reel. Some people, you know, there's people on both teams, pro-microwave, anti-microwave. I don't really care which one you're on. I think I got called one of those people that wear tinfoil hats, but if you've listened to any episode, then you know that's simply not the case here. I am really not that worried about it. I just, simply for my family, every single day, every single month, every single year, am slowly trying to integrate changes that I believe will have a great impact in the long run. And I'm not jumping the gun on anything. Whenever something feels right, that's the time that we like to integrate those things. So, side note, yes, it can be embarrassing. And that's just okay. I just think that even though we are embarrassed and those things may weigh on us a little bit, it's a great learning tool for us. And isn't that what homesteading and living this kind of life is really all about? I'm sure that if you're here, you're the kind of person that loves to research all of the things. You've probably researched the ingredients in your food, different ways to garden, different ways to make your home be toxic-free. Constantly researching, constantly learning. And I think that that is an amazing quality in a human, to always want to grow and learn and change. Because if there's one thing we know for certain, it's that things will always change. And that's okay. I love that you people here are my kind of people that want to grow and learn and change. So just know that sometimes we grow and learn and change, and then we turn around and change again. And I really think that that's absolutely okay and not something that we probably should be embarrassed about, even though sometimes I am. So we really just must assess what happened and use whatever lesson we learned to the best of our ability to then feel acceptance and maybe even seek some support and advice. So say there's something you regret doing and you can't quite figure out a way out. I think that there's a great community here that would absolutely love to give you advice over on our Facebook page. I will put that in the show notes as well, or you can search the Homestead Challenge on Facebook. That's an easy way to find us. We have the regular page, but there's also the private community, and that's what I want you to join. That's where we talk a lot more. And you can ask any kind of questions that you have. Side note, I want you to take a pause here, and whatever you are doing while you're listening to this episode, unless you're driving, I want you to snap a photo or even just take a screenshot of this episode and post what you're doing on your Instagram. This will really help share the show with your friends. And also, I'm just really interested to know when you guys listen to the podcast, what you're doing. It's so fun for me to see. So please stop right now, either take a screenshot or take a little photo or video of whatever you're doing and show me, tag me on Instagram. I'm at Brittany L. Gibson. You could probably also search the Homestead Challenge and find me that way if you're not already following me. So please follow me, tag me. I want to see it. I want to know what you're doing. Okay, now back to the topic. There's not too much more I want to say, but I just want you guys to know that because there are so many different ways to homestead or so many different ways to garden, there are going to be mistakes. And especially if we're trying to follow what we see other people doing online, I am so guilty of this. Like I said, especially in the garden, there are some things that I'm not going to be able to plant here, but I might try anyway, and I'll probably regret that, but that's okay. The best way for us to grow and learn and change is to simply do things and then accept that change will happen. And it can be hard to regain some confidence after having a setback, like a big regret, but once you're there, you can move forward in confidence, knowing that you've already made the mistake and that you're doing better moving forward. So I hope this related to some of you and that I'm not totally crazy here. Please don't come at me about the microwave. I know it's bad. I know, guys. And I just wanted to let you know the next episode will be about companion planting. I'm pretty sure that I told you this one would be, but I wanted to do a little bit more research and make sure that I had some things. I think I'm also going to come out with a free printable for that as well. So you'll have a little resource there you can just print out and quick reference when you're in your garden. So look forward to that coming next time. Don't forget to snap a photo of whatever you're doing and go ahead and tag me on Instagram. I want to see it. Until next time, friends. Talk to you soon. Hey, thank you so much for joining me on another episode of the Homestead Challenge podcast. I hope our time together has empowered you to take meaningful steps on your homesteading journey. If you've enjoyed our conversation and found value in today's tips, please take a moment to leave a review on your preferred podcast platform. Your feedback means the world to me and it helps others discover the podcast. Let's keep the conversation going. Connect with me on Instagram. You can find me at Brittany L. Gibson. The link is in the show notes. Share your favorite takeaways from the episode, ask questions, or suggest topics of what you'd like to hear in the future. For an even deeper dive into the homesteading community, join our Facebook group where other suburban homesteading mamas share their experiences, ask questions, and support each other on their unique homesteading journeys. Just search for the Homestead Challenge community on Facebook and request to join. Remember, every small step on your homesteading path is a victory. Whether you're nurturing plants on your windowsill or mastering the art of sourdough, you're making a difference. Keep at it. Until next time, let's watch our homesteads flourish together.